This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind, my friends. I'm Scott Hennen, host of the program, along with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Hello.
Here's the slicing and dicing and composing and putting together some noose from all the...
Boy, if I'm composing, we're screwed because I'm probably going to be way off key.
We have a lot of news. We break on this program in and around. Speaking of which, we had conversations yesterday afternoon, some snippets of which we'll share with you today, from the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Democrat from Minnesota's 7th District, Colin Peterson, and also Congressman Kevin Cramer. There were a bunch of folks down there at the Farm Fest in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. So this is the place you got to be for every minute of every show to get all the news. So Todd's working on that. And we are working on finding out what's on your mind, what we're ready to go to do. Want to know what's on your mind? In fact, I thought of this morning, Todd. It's been a long time since we have done a version of Are You Kidding Me? Remember that day we had a listener call in and say, hey, just give me once in a while, maybe a Friday, where you ask everybody what their "Are you kidding me?" moment of the week has been,
because we all have one, whether you want to admit it or not.
Exactly right. So, what's your "Are you kidding me?" moment of the day? And of course, I will have a free MyPillow for you. So, not for everybody, but for the best submission over the next 2 hours of "Are You Kidding Me?"
You could have given away about a million of those at the fair, you know.
I could have. It was unbelievable. They just know we get a good night's sleep, Todd, so they want those nice pillows.
They work.
And here's my "Are You Kidding Me?" All right. The economy added a robust 209,000 jobs in July, according to the Labor Department. Right. So it's more than they expected, which is always a good sign. Not lower than, more than. It predicted like 178,000. Unemployment rate of 4.3%. And an increase in the over-the-year hourly earnings of 2.5%. And that was dead on. But the job number was higher. Are you kidding me? I say are you kidding me because this is yet another example of how, you know, I know some people are going, well, you can't give Trump credit for it. There's social media, keyboard warriors that have their Bernie Sanders posters on and their Hillary Clinton is the best in the whole universe, bumper stickers on their car and peace and love and everything else. They're now economists, I've noticed. And second of all, they say anything you say about Trump and the economy, thank Obama. Here's what they don't understand, and they don't have to look any further than the great state of North Dakota. Right here, we have plenty of examples of it, where there was onerous, punitive regulations directed at industry, specifically energy, that very quickly were recognized by the Trump administration to be nothing other than an agenda item to take on fossil fuels because you hate them and you're part of the eco-terrorist universe. And so you say, no, we're going to roll those back. We're not going to do that. For instance, I'll give you one example is this BLM rule, the one that is the methane rule, and it's complicated, but it has to do with more regulation basically on flaring, okay? And the state of North Dakota put in procedures to make sure that the gathering systems and the mechanisms were in place to capture, flaring, to reduce flaring. All the time. It's working. All right. It's working. So they make progress every month and it's working. Federal government comes in and says, no, we want to do this. So they overlay the regulation, more of it, everything else. That was just the Obama administration saying, stick it to North Dakota oil. Let's go get them right now. This has to do with federal lands, but let's ram it to them, right? Now, so there was actually a piece of legislation that was so bad in Congress. This wasn't even a this wasn't even an executive order. This was an actual law that was proposed. And, they get right to the finish line. It passed the House over the Senate. Just so close, they're going to get it done. Guess who decided to vote against it? Repealing the Obama era regulation. Heidi Heitkamp. Yes, indeedy doody. So they're working on doing that another way. But, I mean, the coal industry, the oil industry, they have, well, guess what's happened? More jobs, more rigs, more things happening. That's happening all across the country. That's why stock markets are, moods matter when it comes to stocks. They really do. There's X's and O's of the economy and numbers. But hey, what, I mean, are these guys out to get the industry or are they out to remove the shackles? See? And that's seen. So the numbers go up. People are not afraid to hire. They're not afraid to invest. They're not afraid to plow ahead. So that's, it's working. I say, are you kidding me? Because sadly, it's ignored. It's downplayed. It's poo-pooed. Are you kidding me is for CNN and MSNBC and CBS and ABC and NBC and Washington Post and New York Times and all of their followers. One of the great sad tragedies of media is, you know, local media is made up really of people who just sort of follow the leader. They're not doing much in the way of real reporting and digging into these things or talking to their own, the people that actually buy their newspapers or watch their evening newscast. They just are, you know, especially on the TV side, a lot of youngsters, not a lot of experience, not that great a leadership, and they're liberal. So they don't dig into this. I mean, to me, if I worked in a newsroom in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I see 209,000 jobs added in July, I'm going to go find the employers in my town that are hiring and say, why are you hiring now? I mean, look, it's just one idea out of a million you could come up with. Are you kidding me? They don't do that. All right, so you got enough of my are you kidding me's. Now I want yours. So does Todd. And you can tell us at 258-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm sorry, 800-228-0550, or locally, 701-250-550. What's your are you kidding me moment for the week? Lay it on us. Anything goes, any topic, it doesn't matter. It could be, there's going to be a pancake feed in Wishick this weekend. It's usually sauerkraut and sausage. But anyway, you know, you get the idea. Are you kidding me? I whatever it is. And the best game. Next hour, we're going to have with Leanne Birch today on the program. She's the director of the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. I saw a story recently about a trip a couple of years ago to Norway that began a effort to change the way we incarcerate prisoners. It's interesting to me. Don't know whether I agree or disagree, but I'm interested in the outcomes. So we're going to ask Leanne a little bit about that. Let's get out to Minocca, though, first here. Dick is on the phone. What's on your mind, Dick?
Yeah, my aha moment is Al Gore using more kilowatt hours of electricity than he did last year coming out with his new movie. I mean, the guy is using megawatts of power.
Yeah, was there a story reported on that, Dick? I didn't see it.
Yeah, there was. I think it was on Fox News last night.
You know, is there any eco-terrorists, environmental extremists, keep it in the ground, you know, fossil fuels are dirty? Anybody from that crowd that ever walks the walk, turns in their cell phone, doesn't fly around, doesn't drive around, doesn't use the things they hate? Do they exist?
I don't know. I think he was called Ted Kaczynski or something like that.
Was Ted Kaczynski the Unabomber?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, he might have been. I'd forgotten. I've been talking about the Unabomber lately because somebody told me, I got to go find this and read this, but somebody told me that one of his suggestions in his manifesto was to destroy infrastructure or attack infrastructure or something, just like the eco-terrorists are doing now, which would lead me to believe, let's go back to my media example. I'm sitting in a newsroom, even if I'm just, I'm on the job 2 weeks. I'm new at this. I want to make a name for myself. Hey, if that says that in the manifesto, and then they're arresting people right now that are bragging about fire being a peaceful way to take out a pipeline, sounds to me like they're the Unabomber.
Yep.
They're doing what he suggested. Wouldn't that be a news story, Dick? Does that sound like a good news story to you?
Sounds good to me.
Why do we have to think of all this stuff? Why don't they think of it?
Oh, they have a one-track mind.
What is that one track?
No, it's stop fossil fuels.
Yeah, and you ought not be in journalism if that's your worldview, because you can't be objective. Interesting point on Al Gore, and I like the aha moment. We have another name for it. We said, are you kidding me? So either way, your aha moment of the day, or are you kidding me? I like them both. Thank you, Dick. Appreciate that. More calls, 2580550. Text Todd. He gets lonely if you don't. 226-8503. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline, and they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, in his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you, since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8 month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Having breakfast this morning with one of our fine sponsors, Kevin Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer's. And I said, what's happening at Pfeiffer's? What's coming up? They're starting a hay auction, actually, the first Tuesday of every month, starting next month. So put that on your calendar. It'll be out at Steele. Got a big hay country out there at Steele, so it makes sense. I said, can we come back? Can we come back? So we might actually invite some folks there to, be a good time to maybe get an update on the farm bill, which we're going to talk a little bit about today as well later on in the program. We're going to do that after 10:30 today. Anyway, so the hay auction's coming up. They, of course, just passed a record on the amount of land they're managing. I think they're over 115,000 acres. Nobody bigger now. So if you're looking for a pro to manage your land, you want to call Pfeiffer's. Absolutely. No question about it. And 20 auctions that are going to go up soon here that have just been signed up as well. A lot of machinery auctions. You know, Pfeiffer's is the land auction expert. They really are. They are known for that. They do a lot of them. But they also do a ton of equipment auctions. So if you got a machinery auction coming up, you're thinking about a machinery auction, call Pfeiffer's first. Just call them and say, hey, Scott told me I should call you and want to, you know, talk about this. Call them first, and then you can pursue other options because you're going to end up doing it with Pfeiffer's. They get more money. They just get more money. I mean, I can show you apples for apples where they're getting more money for combines and all kinds of things. Just, they got a very good formula. You got 20 people in the field spreading the word. They got, you know, marketing's just world class. Internet exposure, about 25% of buyers come from the internet, so they get a better price. They get the equipment better prepared. Pfeiffer's.com or call them at 877-700-4099. Mark in Bismarck has an Are You Kidding Me moment. Hello, Mark.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Good. My Are You Kidding Me? Well, first of all, it has to do with the Affordable Care Act, which in itself is an oxymoron. But when I found out that the congressional staffers were whining and complaining so much how they couldn't afford it, that Obama actually did this executive order, in effect making them a small business so they'd have 75% of their premium subsidized. I was always under the impression that it didn't apply to them, but apparently they get a subsidy for it because the congressional staffers whined and complained because it was too expensive. And they helped write that stuff.
Very interesting. And by the way, Senator Hoeven and Congressman Kramer have independently both told us stories about how they're on it and pay more. They're on Obamacare, end up paying more without subsidy, as I understand. They're paying more than they were on their other plans. So I don't know on Senator Heitkamp. Always relish the opportunity to visit with her, but it's hard. She hides. I don't know, you know, what the deal is, but she has been hiding from this audience for how long, Rev? We have it down. The last time she'd been on, and it's been over a year, I believe. So that's
she's
just
afraid.
I don't know of what. You can't be afraid of North Dakotans, right? I mean, there's no doubt about it. If Senator Heitkamp sits down on this program, I don't have to say one word. I say, you know, let's take some calls, just like we do for Congressman Kramer, Governor Burgum, and Senator Hoeven. They don't know what's coming, right? And look, they you know, you don't know what you're going to get asked. And because she is a Democrat, she is asked questions that, you know, make her uncomfortable. It's not me. It comes from the audience. But my point is, welcome to politics in North Dakota as a Democrat. That's nothing new, right? I mean, so that shouldn't be any big deal. I for the life of me, I can't figure it out. I don't know. And yesterday, I have the clip here. We'll get to it at some point. She is on CNN with Chris Cuomo, and she is preaching bipartisanship. And I'm thinking, if you're preaching bipartisanship, you were elected saying you didn't agree with everything on Obamacare and you'd go there to change it. You went there and said, you know, you don't work for Democrats or Obama or anybody else. You're going to work for yourself. You're going to be independent. Here's the perfect opportunity in North Dakota. Obamacare is wildly unpopular, Bill. I'm sorry, Mark. It's wildly unpopular. Okay? Less insurers, higher deductibles, higher costs, right? It's a slam dunk. Why not replace John McCain's vote with a thumbs up? That would be bipartisan, right?
That would. And then of course, this whole grand jury thing. That's another, are you kidding me? Russia needs to go away.
You know the bad deal, the are you kidding me on the grand jury in my mind, Mark? We know about it. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
They leaked that there's a grand jury. You're not supposed to know there's a grand jury.
Right.
You typically don't find that out. You don't know what they're discussing. I mean, that town, look, did you see the transcripts this week of the two calls, one with the Australian prime minister and the other with the Mexican president? back and forth. There's nothing other than just childish sort of back and forth stuff and whatever. You know, you could say Trump's being a little bit of a politician and saying, hey, you can't say you're not paying for the wall because I've said you are going to pay for the wall. So let's figure this out. Whatever. There isn't a politician on earth that hasn't had a conversation like that. There's no there in the actual conversation. But the fact that the transcripts of the conversation with world leaders is put out is who in their right mind is going to want to get on the phone with Donald Trump and talk about something of major national importance? Again, this is anarchy. This is the rule of law run amok. These people are crazy in the ways they're trying to take down Trump. I can't even believe it.
I haven't seen anything like it in my life, but at least the politicians there are giving us a whole bunch of those "are you kidding me" moments.
Yeah, and you gave us a couple of good ones, too. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that.
You bet.
So keep listening. So if you hear me later say, hey, Mark and Bismarck, he gave us not one, but two. He wins the bipedal, then you'll win. We have Bill in Williston next. Bill, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, I agree with that last caller. My kidding moment, are you kidding me moment, is for the last 6 months, you know, I've been kind of following the news on our dairy farmers. And, you know, they've been producing records amount of milk for the United States because the Canada thing has fell through on that. And so they have lots of milk for us here. But for some reason here in North Dakota, we have to pay over $4 for a gallon of milk at Walmart here in Williston. And other places, it's $1.99. Now, why is that?
You're saying at Walmart in Williston it's $4, and if you go to the supermarket it's $2?
No, it's supermarkets out of the state, out of North Dakota.
Oh, I see. But everywhere in North Dakota it's $4 a gallon. Is that?
Oh, it's outrageous. Milk is outrageous per gallon in this state.
Yeah, I think isn't there a price control or something? What do they call it again? They have a fancy term for it that really is a price control. I don't remember why. Why do we have that? Why is that in place?
Yeah, that's what I like to know. Why is it in place? Why do we have, you know, these record amount of milk being produced by our farmers, and then we're having to pay this outrageous price?
It's been a while. I know that there are controls on the price of milk, and I don't remember why. But as you say, to have it be $4 here and go across the border to Montana, have it be $2 doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
That's my grief for the day.
somebody in our audience knows the reason for that and the regulations for the industry. But they can call us and enlighten me. Otherwise, I'll find out and get an answer for you, Bill, because that's a decent, are you kidding me? And you say the price has not come down at all despite the increase in supply, right?
Oh, definitely.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that. Paul in New Salem, when we come back, you're first to go, top of the list on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Break Time Leisure was in finding out why we have a milk marketing board that had a mission of saving the dairy industry in North Dakota, which is on the ropes, which largely is because of the corporate farming laws, which are suspect, in my view, and in need of reform at a minimum. But that's a whole other show. Anyway, this was a Tom Dennis editorial I found from back in 2015, which he's saying, you know, why do we have it? Sets the floor for the price of milk. Done it since 1967. That's when the legislature created it. So I guess it's a question for the legislature. Or folks in the dairy world in North Dakota that think it's a good idea. Let me know by calling us at 800-228-0550. As I look at the calendar, we got the 4th of August today. I don't know about you, but I have a daughter going to college. Well, one going back to college, a new one going to college, all in the next few weeks here, and you kind of say summer's over. So if you're doing the same thing, saying summer's over, have I done everything I want to do so I could say I had a good summer yet? And you can't answer that yes, then I want you to think about planning a trip to Watford City, okay? For one, next weekend they have the Best of the West Rib Fest. That's a great reason to go up. Find out more at WatfordCityRibFest.net. But anytime you go, I mean, literally, just take a day, middle of the week, go up for a day or two. We have a really neat deal at some great hotel facilities in Watford City. The Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites. You walk in the doors of any one of them, and you can go walk into a hotel in Minneapolis, the vast majority of them, you'd say, this is no different. This is no different. Very nice, nice breakfast, restaurants. I mean, they are great places to stay. But the best part is you're in Watford City. You're steps away from the best view in all of North Dakota, the north unit of the Teddy Roosevelt Park. If you tell them, hey, Scott sent me for the Best of the West deal, they'll take 10% off the best deal you get, the best rate, 10% off of that. And the rates are great right now. And you get a coupon buck for all kinds of freebies, including some swim time at the water park there at the all-new Rough Rider Center. That little play park is really nice, especially for the little kids. It's nice. But a big pool, they got, it's really nice. Watford City, they're not the same. They are better. Trust me, get there. All right, this is quite the, are you kidding me? Yesterday, says a listener, I was buying a large bag of Purina dog chow, for Athena, the Wonder Dog. Quite the name. I thought Hudson and Herbie were good names for our dogs, but Athena the Wonder Dog. Anyway, this was at Walmart. Listener says he was about to check out. A woman behind me asked if I had a dog. What did she think? I had an elephant? Right? He's buying Purina dog gel. So since I'm retired with little to do, on impulse, I told her no, I didn't have a dog. And that I was starting the Purina diet again. Although I probably shouldn't because I ended up in the hospital last time. But I did lose 50 pounds before I awakened in an intensive care ward with tubes coming out of most of my body and IVs in both arms. I told her it was essentially a perfect diet and that the way that it works is to load your pant pockets with Purina nuggets and simply eat one or two every time you feel hungry. And the food is nutritionally complete, so I was going to try it again, and that's why I was buying the bag. I have to mention that practically everyone in line at Walmart now was enthralled with my story. However, she was horrified and asked if I ended up in intensive care because the dog food had poisoned me. I said no. I stepped off a curb to sniff the rear of an Irish setter and a car hit us both. Are you kidding me? Yeah. Is that a true story, Todd, or have we been punked, do you think? Either way, I think it's pretty good. I wish I could use the real word for that.
You never let the truth get in the way of a good story. You know the drill.
I stepped off a curb to sniff an Irish setter's rear, and a car hit us both. Oh, my gosh. I hope that's true. I hope you made that joke up, because I'm, like, so using that again, you can't believe it. Saul in New Salem, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Do you have an Are You Kidding Me story for me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Saul. Welcome to the program.
Okay, I got a comment. Are you kidding me or not? This ex-police officer that got let go, Robin was her name. There's some investigating that needs to be done there because she got let go for not really telling the truth on some things. But the other side of the fence is she's been having an affair with a police officer for years. But, you know, it needs to be dug into a little bit more. She's saying that, you know, this and this, she wasn't, given things because she was a woman and this and that. There's a lot that needs to be dug in, but when people think that they're better than other people, are you kidding me? Humans are humans. You work to strive to be better in life.
Well, that's, you ended with some solid advice there without question. But help me understand, you said Robin and an ex-police officer, where did this happen?
In Bismarck.
Okay, in Bismarck.
She's been involved with Officer Mike McMurdy for years. Everybody knows it.
Okay, well, but that would be separate from, I believe what I read about this was the, you know, sort of a kind of a paper trail, if you will, of some things that were not done correctly. So, you know, what you're describing is a situation, obviously, that can't happen in the workplace and needs to be dealt with accordingly, but that'd be separate from a work performance, and if that's documented, that's doesn't have anything to do with the other. Are you alleging that stuff was made up because they wanted to have her leave, or what?
No, it was not made up. She knows, and everybody else knows it. Are you kidding me? It's right in front of our faces. We're not stupid people.
Yeah, that's a tough one to unpack, Saul, but I appreciate your call and passion on the topic, and 2 cents as well. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I like the joke better myself. But let's see. Are you kidding me? You're really going to try driving? What is this? You're really going to try driving to North Fargo in 10 to 15 minutes and not use the interstate? Or are you kidding me that you're going to try to find a parking spot at downtown Fargo? Or I'm going to try to call into What's On Your Mind radio today? Dream on, guys. I know better. Well, it's just kind of your loss. Sorry about that. What's in the people's cornflakes today here for crying out loud? I'm telling you can call. We're going to try and get an answer on that question on the milk board, too, so I'm working that. Scott, eco-zealots, there's a new name. Eco-zealots are just a subgroup, it's a text from a listener. You ready? Scott, eco-zealots are just a subgroup of the overall group of leftists, which has one single defining characteristic. They are always in crusade mode. They will never be satisfied. I think that's right. I think that's right. You know, I feel that way about some of the Trump haters, too. I don't know that you can sit down and say, all right, you know, can you acknowledge the amount of job creation that's happening? The growth in the economy is a good thing? No, it was Obama that did that. It was Obama. He didn't, you know, there's nothing they're going to say. Now, I would also say this. I think there's a certain amount on our side that we are looking the other way at things Trump is doing in his style that, you know, for one example, this is a dumb one, but if Donald Trump had gone to, I'm sorry, Barack Obama had gone to the Boy Scouts and sort of ripped into Republicans and did some partisan things, I would have been on the radio saying, what a dummy. You know, why would you violate the rules? But on the other hand, I just sort of expect Trump to, honestly. And by the way, evidently after that speech, some people said, oh my gosh, the crowd, sir, that was fantastic. Look at him. And I mean, if you look at the crowd, the speech was a hit with the Boy Scouts and everybody at that event. It really was. Okay. And some people after said, thank you. We appreciate it. This is what they said, right? Trump later was asked about it somewhere and he said he got a call and people said that they loved it. He didn't get a call. He heard it there. Who cares? Now, I would say this. If there was a controversy that involved Barack Obama misspeaking like that, you would have said, I don't know if I trust this guy, and here's why. So, you know, my take on that is, yeah, you're right. I mean, I think everybody does that. When you don't like somebody, you pick on everything to say you don't like them, and here's why. So that's just sort of human nature and picky. We'd all do that anyway. I'm begging you to, you know, even if you disagree with a little thing here or a little thing there, judge the outcome. Donald Trump's not perfect. Donald Trump is not the Messiah. Donald Trump is a human being that came out of the business world, that left a very comfortable life to fix a mess created by longtime typical politicians. And now they run around and hand-wring. They're professional hand-wringers. In the Senate, I don't think there's 90 of them that don't hand-wring. They scare their shadows, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous. And they're the ones that have safe seats for 6 years. But it's a curse of politicians. They're careful. Trump isn't. He's just out there. Now, some of it I could say, I wish he'd do a little less of that, a little less of this. Not sure how to hire that guy. Whatever. Judge him. Judge them by the outcomes. Liberals, Trump haters, those that suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, eco-terrorists, they'll never go there. Never. So I'm in total agreement with that call. Daryl Leese, North Dakota Farm Bureau. We got him on the phone so we can ask a question about this milk stabilization board. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. We had a call from Williston saying, why am I paying what I'm paying for milk when I can go to North Dakota or Minnesota and it's a heck of a lot less? I said, I know there's price controls. I don't remember why. I did dig up 1967. The milk marketing board was put in place. Is this still serving a function in your view?
Well, you know, that's a question that a lot of people have asked. You know, the function it was, you know, originally supposed to serve, from my understanding, as a law is about 6-7 years older than I am, but it was to, you know, try and keep more dairy farms relevant and prosperous in our state. But once again, here's a protectionist type of a deal, Scott, law, that's proving once again that it's not working, because we're down to 81 or 82 dairy farms in the state compared to hundreds or thousands back in the
right.
60s.
Good point. I got a follow-up for you on that. Hang on, Daryl, if you would. Rick and Mohawk, stay tuned. Is there a Mohawk? Maybe that's more
like us.
We'll find out. Come on, what's on your mind?
Follow us.
It's Friday. Don't go away.
The easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute is sponsored by Sanford Ocmed and features NDSC Marketing Manager Serena Schmidt discussing the importance of life jackets and knowing CPR.
If you're out on the boat, have your life jacket on. You, your kids, your guests on the boat, wear your life jacket, because
77% of all fatal boating accident victims drowned, and of those who drowned, 84% were not wearing a life jacket. But you also need to know what to do in the event of an emergency. And so if you, especially if you have a boat, if you're going to be bringing people out on that boat with you, or you're taking your kid to the pool or taking other people's kids to the pool, know CPR. As a parent, there is no better thing you can do to prepare yourself than to go take a first aid and CPR class.
To find a first aid CPR course near you, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up any time of the night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
What the?
I like milk.
You picked this song on or what, Tuck?
You said you're playing it, so I'm going to blame you on this one. Where did you get this?
You picked it out. Don't blame it on me.
No, I did not. The Liar Liar's Pants and Catch Fire would be a major fire in Fargo right now.
We kind of wish there were more of them, you know. There's a few in our Minnesota audience and other places around the Northern Plains, but not so many in North Dakota. Had a question earlier from a Williston caller, said I'd get an answer. Why does milk cost more here? What's going on? I said there's price control, and I don't remember what, but looked it up, 1967, Milk Marketing Board. Got Darryl Lease from the North Dakota Farm Bureau on the phone to say, why? What is the history here? Why are we doing it? And obviously, if we say, well, okay, it didn't work. It was designed, as you said before the break, to preserve dairy farming in North Dakota. Those numbers have dropped, so it's not working. Is getting rid of it make it worse, or is this an example of it's just time to not have the corporate farming law that we have right now, or at least have the carve out that has been suggested, Darryl?
Scott, I think we just need to allow farmers and ranchers in North Dakota to utilize every tool that they possibly can that our neighbors across the whole nation can utilize and allow us to become competitive through our own innovation, through our own prosperity, through our own adaptation as times go on, instead of using protectionary laws to try and prop up a false protection that almost every instance when you look at protectionary laws, they end up protecting you right out of business. And I don't know that this one's any different. I'm not an expert in the dairy field. In fact, there's very few experts when you start talking about any kind of dairy programs on a federal level. There's probably only three people that really truly understand it, and two of them are dead, and we haven't found the other one yet because it is so complicated, because it is such a perishable product that I think one of the things that needs to be looked at in all of agriculture is, you know, the free market system has to be allowed to work more, and that way these things will work themselves out naturally. In our country, will some people have tough times and go out of business? Yes. Some will prosper. But you know what? That is a free market capitalist structure system that happens, and we don't like to see anyone go out of business. Don't get me wrong. But they still have a right to try something again or get regather and come at it from a different way. But when you have these protectionary laws, it restricts how you're able to do that.
Absolutely. All right. Well, appreciate you giving us a quick run through, and I guess we just encourage folks to talk with their legislators. I don't know how often this comes up, and say, hey, why do we have it? You know, if it's not working, why do we have it? At the same time, begin conversations on how we can help the dairy industry in North Dakota in a lot better way, and there's some on the table. So keep up the good work. Thank you, Daryl.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Daryl Lease of the North Dakota Farm Bureau on What's on Your Mind. Rick in Mohawk. We thought you were in Mohawk. And then we realized there is no Mohawk, and that we got a Q-tip from Annie, and now he knows it's Mohawk. So we're good. We're good on that.
That sounds good.
So you did give me a little bit of a flashback, though, because the school that I graduated from was the Montevideo Mohawks. So I'm always fond of the Mohawk thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad I brought you back to your high school days.
You did do that. Yeah, exactly. What's on your mind?
Well, the Tom Cotton introduction with President Trump, and I forgot the other representative or senator with
Purdue.
The green card. Purdue, thank you. The people need to speak, they're just saying, in general, need to speak English, self-sufficient. Self-sufficient means motivated. They need to add value or contribute to society. So take a twist or a different view when you take it to your employer and employee type level in the real world. You hire people because they're skilled. You offer them benefits, wages, insurance, and everything else because you believe they are going to contribute to your business / your society in general. You're giving them a living wage because you're benefiting, and so are they. Now, you want to, I'm trying to put it in a format. Now, your employer is forced to take on, I don't mean forced, but like our nation, take on people who do not have skills, who cannot communicate clearly, which would thrive in your business, that you need in your business to make sales, to make a product, whatever the case may be. They can't communicate, but your boss is still going to give them wages and still give them benefits, but you're paying for it. It's going to hurt your own wages because he's paying somebody who doesn't have the same skill level as you, or other people that he could have hired, and they're forced to take them because it's kind of the government's program. I mean, we're talking capitalism at best, but it's just they're forcing us to have a weaker society. We want to strengthen ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not being negative. It's not being racist.
You're saying we want to strengthen ourselves by the reforms proposed. Right?
Yeah. And I don't agree 100% all the way on what they're saying, but I get where they're going with it.
Yeah.
Why can't they just improve upon that?
I completely agree. It's a merit-based system. It is saying let's match who comes in with where our needs are. Again, there's people that just knee-jerk have to go to, see what they're doing. They're anti-immigrant. They're, it's just a dog whistle for these people.
Nope. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Rick. Well said. That's a good Are You Kidding Me moment, for sure. Rick and Mohawk, our guest. All right, when we come back, Leanne Birch will join us. She is the director of the North Dakota Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Looking forward to that conversation about some changes there. And then more of your Are You Kidding Me moment coming up on What's On Your Mind before the end of the show. Stay tuned. I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what does it pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I said, boy, moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics. And they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.